This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jharkhand today to garner support for BJP-led NDA candidates for assembly elections. Jharkhand BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the first public meeting in Garhwa at around 11:30 a.m. and the other at around 3 p.m. in Chaibasa. This will be PM Modi's first election rallies in Jharkhand after announcement of poll schedule in the state. The state is witnessing two-phase polling to be held on 13th and 20th of November. The seventh session of the International Solar Alliance, ISA, Assembly will be inaugurated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The ISA Assembly will deliberate on initiatives of International Solar Alliance that impact energy access, security and traditions with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with the Chancellor of the University of Queensland, Peter Verghese, in Brisbane, Australia, yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, they exchanged views on educational and research collaborations between India and Australia. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has observed that with the introduction of new technologies, modern train sets, and completion of electrification next year, rail travel in the country is all set to undergo a phenomenal change within the next 5 to 7 years. He was inaugurating a media event in Kozhikode yesterday evening. The minister said under the Amrit Bharat Station Redevelopment Scheme, 1,334 stations are being redeveloped at a cost of 1 lakh crore rupees, of which construction is progressing to 1,100 stations. Mr. Vaishnav said the government is planning to set up a chain of Indian Institute of Creative Technology in different parts of the country to tap the huge creative potential India has. He announced that an IT hub will be developed adjacent to the Kozhikode railway station, for which a 5-acre railway land has been identified. As Haridwar is set to celebrate the 8th edition of Ganga Utsav today, preparations for the event are carried out in full swing at Chandi Ghat in the spiritual city. The Ganga Utsav is organized by the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, aiming to promote the conservation of the river Ganga, highlight its cultural and spiritual significance, and raise awareness among the public towards cleanliness. This year's Ganga Utsav is being celebrated with great pomp and will be inaugurated by Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil. Several distinguished guests will be present at the opening ceremony of the festival. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP National President J.P. Nadda for the largest gathering of Sanatan Dharm Prayagraj Mahakumbh 2025. UPCM reached Delhi yesterday to meet both the leaders. Mahakumbh starts with Paush Purnima Snan, which is on 13th of January 2025. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will meet today to elect its new speaker, with senior NC leader and former minister Abdul Rahim Radar proposed for the post. As per the list of business for today released by the Assembly Secretariat, the House will meet at 10:30 a.m. and the election of the Speaker is the first item on the agenda. India's Malvika Bansal lost the women's singles final at the Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.